10-9-RK and the Vintage Sideman. Now, you have stumbled upon it, so it's time to do the spiel, and we will get with the program. Let's see here. We can't talk too loud today. We'll have to cut it down. The Vintage Sideman that meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Net. That may or may not be true today. That's the AM net at 3885 KC. We operate at 3842 or whatever frequency close that I am, plus or minus QRM. And the net starts here at 8:45 Central Time. Now, this net is the meeting place for those hams that like old sideband junk. I know I do. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, just like their operators. These radios are often shunned by the general ham populace. Can't do FD8 on them all that easy. Now, our audio may be distorted, kind of like my voice. Our signals may drift. Hum and noise may cause havoc with our receivers. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using these radios. Well, this is normal. And it's welcome here. We are not ashamed. The Vintage Sideman Net welcomes your tube type for hybrid radio of any age to check in. Other newer solid-state radios must have been made in 1979 or earlier, or have a rotary band switch, thus having achieved vintage status, and then they're okay to check in. However, comma, if you try to sneak in with like the guy from Black Earth, but with a modern radio, you will suffer the wrath. I want you all to practice your booze. With the wrath of net members in a can, and it will get ugly. Let's hope so. So take a minute to tune up your transmitter or transceiver. Get on frequency the best you can. And we're doing that today. Burn the dust off those precious tweet tubes. Tune them up and we'll be back to take additional check-ins. Do housekeeping. And remember when you check in, please. Who you are, who, where you're at, and what kind of wonderful old sideband junk. So please tune them up right now. This is M9RK. I'm looking for Mr. T. Again, it is Kenwood month. We want to see those wonderful front loader, top loader Kenmores out there. We're glad to hear that. Glad to hear them. I'm on a pair of Kenwood twins today, C599 and the R, and the transmitter and receiver. Anyway, before I screw that up too. So just a quick reminder that we do have a website, and that is vintagesfb.net. We do have a spot in many cases for recordings of the net. It doesn't always happen, but we when it does happen, we appreciate it. You get to go and hear the net. And hear just how well or bad that you sound on your vintage gear. We also have spots for your pictures of you and your vintage gear. So that's always a boon. Added spots for those that have for sale or watched. And in fact, I've got to get one posted here pretty quick. That depends on getting a hold on the webmaster. So, anyways, it is again Kenmore month, Kenwood month. So, we're going to go right to the list, and let's go to NATYA Larry, our only lonely eight out there. After that, then we're going to have some mobile. So, NATYA Larry, tell us. you're bleeding green. Is that true, Larry? This is N9RK and the vintage sideband net.
Saving up the Allied radio questions for you when you're back on a real radio and not on a dreaded black box. So if you're going to the track, good luck. We always appreciate you. Now let's go to the top of the list to number one Bob this Saturday. N1KW, Bob number one. Bob number one, come now.
Hey, Rick and the gang. Yeah, this is N1KW, Bob in Homer Glen. southwest of Chicago. I ran my one of my Kenmores last weekend, but this weekend I just decided to go with the Drake gear. So I'm on TR4 with an L4C and the same old antenna system here. And it was good seeing you there at Oak Creek. And when we were there, Gary did point out, I would not have maybe paid attention, but he spotted Oak Creek out in the parking lot. There was a little bit of a creek running along in the middle of the lot outside the covered part of the operation there, and he decided that must be Oak Creek, so I figure it was. Anyway, back to you there, Rick, and it looks like it's going to be a nice day here. N9RK from N1KW.
Yeah, boy, he found Oak Creek. I had muddy boots there for a while. And it was the only ham fest in recent memory at 10 o'clock where nobody was leaving and people were coming in or putting up their canopies, opening their trunks and tailgates. And it was a very terrific ham fest. A little on the west side, but we didn't care. We got to meet a lot of our friends. So, eyeball QSOs. K9 Frank Whiskey Tom. K9 FWT. It's your nickel on the vintage sideband net. Come now.
Okay, Rick, N9RK and the vintage sideband net. K9 FWT. This is Ken in Cary, Illinois, and that's about 45 miles northwest of downtown Chicago. And as usual, we're running the FT101E with an unamplified D104 into an AL811. The antenna is a 160-meter dipole fed with ladder line. Tuning a little different this morning. It's still wet from being rained on last night. And I'm going to second the comments about Oak Creek. Just a wonderful get-together. Lots of the guys there and lots of fun. And yeah, I was telling Lou, the whole thing reminded me of a line from a Johnny Cash song where he said, the kicking and the gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. Yeah, it was a little muddy there, but that didn't stop us from meeting with all the friends. So what a great time that was. So there you go, N9RK, K9 FWT.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ken, you and I still have the same selection and caps, because what you're wearing and what I wear most of the time when I'm not wearing my N9RK cap there at the vintage, I should have a vintage cap, shouldn't I? So, well, anyway, thank you, Ken, for checking in and a nice visit at Oak Creek. Moving right now to Gene. The one, the only, Gene, WB9DQD. Are you loud and proud this morning, Gene? Come now.
Well, I don't know how loud I am, but I am proud. Anyway, very good morning to everybody on the net here. WB9DQD in Manitowoc. We've got 74 degrees, and it's supposed to get up another 10 degrees, I guess, today. And we're utilizing the Swan Signet 270, the straight 270, one that Bruce and 9KGR put together for me. It was a basket case, literally. It was all disassembled, all the circuit boards are out, and it was a real mess. And he took it to his house, and he restored the whole thing. Boy, I tell you, it's been a fun radio. I did have it at the cottage, but now I brought it home and to utilize it here. So, let's see, what else is new? Not much. Our son and daughter-in-law are coming down here today, and we're going to probably sit outside in the heat and humidity. It is quite humid, but we've got a covered patio area off the corner of the house, and we're going to probably sit out there and burn up some something on the grill and consume some mass quantities of golden amber fluid. But we did have one little thunderstorm go through here last night, and it didn't really, it just dampened things a little bit. That was about it. And I was going to get my Kenwood 820 in line here, but it's buried up on the bench underneath some other Kenwood radios, and so I have to get that all pulled out, and then I want to get the 820 set up here again, because I do like that radio a lot. It was a digital display and everything. So, but for now, I got this, and I also got my Drake Beeline. But other than that, Rick, you just keep up the good work, and maybe one of these years I'll get down to that Oak Creek festival down there. That sure sounds like everybody had a good time, and that's the main thing. By the way, I'm using a Turner Plus 3 microphony on here. Hopefully it isn't sounding just too bad. N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net, WB9DQD. Keep up the good work there, boy.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gene, you really sound like Gene. So it's a good microphone selection for today. And yeah, Oak Creek is one of my favorite, along with the Jefferson and Belvedere. And we'll still get to see some of you guys at Belvedere. I will be with one of the NUT members over there, and we'll have our tables together. So, which allows one of us to go out there and peruse the junk while the other one sells junk. So, let's go to K9OA, the one, the only Clark. Come now, you're part of the Vintage Sideband Net. What are you on? And I haven't had a bell yet this morning.
Well, I'll change that, Rick. N9RK, K9OA, Clark in Madison, Wisconsin, 72 degrees and very humid because we finally got rain after being in an extreme drought. Only Dane County was the only county, except for parts of Sauk and Jefferson County also were in extreme drought. But that was 3 inches of rain ago, which had started on Wednesday. So, yeah, things are greening up again, and my line noise went away. So I think it must have been, arcing ground or something that is now happily conducting again. Anyway, I am on my Kenmore TS-830S top loader with an MC50 microphone and driving an SB200 into the 8040 double bazooka. So there. And yeah, I'm sorry I missed you at South Milwaukee. I got there right at 7 and I watched the Oak Creek flowing through the parking lot. You complained about your wet shoes. Well, mine were soaking wet within the first 5 minutes or so because I walked across that grass from the parking lot. And yes, I wish I could have stuck around longer to see some of you other miscreants, but I did see quite a few folks. Some people I hadn't met before, like AC8FL was there. So I enjoyed myself, even though the only thing I bought was one 8-pin mic connector for one of those newfangled radios. That wasn't the goal was not to buy junk, it was just to see people. So hopefully next year I'll be able to stick around longer and keep my feet dry. Anyway, you drifted about 200 hertz down since you asked me before, but who cares? You're always on frequency with Rick. All right, thanks, and hello to all my Vintage Sideband pals out there. N9RK, K9OA.
So, Clark, I'm at 41, 0.7?
Correct, yeah, just about exactly on 41.7.
Well, you know, things warm up. I warmed this up at about half an hour before I fired it up, but Clark, next time you got to stick it out, you know? Oh, there we go, there goes the voice. So, thank you, Clark, and you get the bell. For your top loader or front loader, I can't remember what you said. And the my favorite antenna, the double babushka. Thank you, Clark, for the all-time bell ringer champion. So, KQ9J, Bob number two, Bob squared, you're next, whether you like it or not, on the Vintage Sideband Net. Come now.
All right, thank you very much. Wisconsin, 50 miles south of Lake Superior, where we have cloudy skies, hazy skies, and 64 degrees, supposed to get up in the mid-70s today. Yeah, the air quality advisories up here. I think the whole state does, but hopefully enough of that tunnel pulls through where it'll be at least a little bit warm this afternoon. I totally forgot about Kenwood month, and I am not on a Kenwood. I was going to get my 530 out, but I didn't. I am running the green machines. I'm running the heat kit to SP-102 and SP-200 this morning. So everybody have a good weekend and good day to you and all the other vintage side banders at 9RK, KQ9J, over.
Yeah, Bob, if I was curious, is your name spelled the same either direction? Well, that's me. I always think of Fade. I was just curious whether Bob just spelled Bob both ways. Thank you, Bob Squared, this morning, KQ9J, and it's SB101, so thank you very much. Hey, you know, the Mountain Man is here next, WB2QLL from Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, with a terrific view of the surrounding area. Let us hear from him now. This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net. Hello, Pete.
Hello there, Rick, and the rest of the Vintage Sideband Net. Good morning. N9RK, WB2QLL here. Okay, no, we have basically Kenwood free here. I do have a Kenwood grid dip meter, and it is a wonderful grid dip meter. I've had it for decades, but not part of the shack and not in use right now. Using the Drake 4 line, T4XB, R4B, the Henry 2K Classic X, the Dentron DTR 3KA tuner, open wire feed line to a horizontal loop, microphone is a Boya BY1. And yes, Saturday was wonderful. I was there from 6:30 until 11:30, which is, I think, the longest I've ever been to that event, because obviously people opened up after 9 o'clock. And before that, we were just tramping around in the mud. But met a bunch of people. I didn't meet Rick. I don't know why that is, but those things happen. And I'm actually using the most expensive device that I bought at the show on Saturday right now. It is a Tentec 1251, which is the artificial ground. And it is in line right now and operational, thanks to my reversing the connections to the meter, which was, for some reason, hooked up backwards. Bizarre. We also mark today, the 15th, as the birthday of Jesse Ventura. So let us not forget, he is 72 years old. And as far as I know, retired, but who knows. Okay, N9RK, WB2QLL.
Well, I gotta admit there, Pete, that your piece of trivia is, you know, it's deserving of a bell. Even though no one else cared that Jesse Ventura's birthday was today. But I'll give you another piece of, well, not trivia probably to you, the former governor of Minnesota, one-time governor, one-four, I guess he's probably it. All right, KC9FYL, good morning, John, up now.
All right, N9RT, KC9FYL, good excitement, yeah, well, happy birthday, Jesse. Anyway, now let's see. Conditions are holding up reasonably well. And Rick, you sounded nice and busy this morning. A little bit of hum in your audio every once in a while. And good deal. Good morning to Bob. Bob number 3, KC9ASU. And that, Rick. And well, we see you next week. Had a lot of... had a good time at Oak Creek. I saw you and a lot of other fellas there. And, I gotta go down to buy a computer. Well, anyway, so back to you, M9RK, KC9FYL.
Well, the only good thing is I did bring one of those big golf umbrellas, so I kind of strolled around in the rain and didn't care. But I probably walked more than I normally do over there, but wow, I enjoyed myself very much. Thank you, John, on the S-line. Whiskey Bravo 9 Echo Golf Zulu, as he says it. It's Dave, it's the alternate net control, the man who has questions for any type of radio. I don't know if he can come up with Kenwood questions or not. Oh, yeah, I saw Masa at the Oak Creek, and with Becky, his wife, and he's going to try to get back on the air soon. So if you're listening there, Masa, on that solid state, what am I trying to say here? The radio across the big pond of Lake Michigan, if you're listening, hello, and say hi to Becky. Give her a peck on the cheek, and I mean a good kiss. WB9EGZ, come, Dave, before I start talking about something else.
Okay, Rick. And 9RK is a big sideband at the new stage of BCIDGC. McFarland is golfing the Madison. And just seeing everybody at Oak Creek last week, I did miss Masa. It would have been nice to chat with him. It's been a while, but it's good to hear that he's out and about and joining us again here. So today I'm running, I'm also bleeding green like Larry in the Incredible Hulk. Larry is the can I count that? That would make 11 pieces that I can count that. So, good seeing everybody at Oak Creek. It was a great ham fest. I loaded a whole bunch of junk. And I also need to get a new pair of shoes. Back to you, Rick, N9RK, WB9EGZ.
Yeah, that sounds like the right thing over here. I can see a plaque with a pair of muddy boots. All right, thank you, Dave, and yes, I'm advising you to move from the circle of line online or some of certain age. The subject gets transferred from one owner to the next, and eventually it shows up. Somebody, I'm trying to remember who it was, but there was at Steve-O's table that there was an NCX5 that had moved on. Oh, it was, who was that? I'm trying to think of it. Well, the next contestant, W9CBN, one half of the magnificent duo, is here now. Steve-O, please come and help me here. I'm losing my mind, and that's the easy thing to lose when it's small.
N9RK, or rather N9 Really Cookie, and the vintage single sideband nuts, and yeah, you guys are definitely a couple cans short of a six-pack this morning, just the way we like it. Good old-fashioned vintage gear at its finest. And yeah, Rick, that was the NCX5 that ended up with K9TNN, and I originally purchased that a few years back from Chuck, W2GA up there. So yeah, it's making its rounds, like a lot of other stuff, but you know, that's what we do in this community here. We just recycle, man. That's all, you know, we keep it in the family, absolutely, without a doubt. All right, anyway, from Milwaukee, and you ought to know, the party capital of the world. I mean, how do you follow up the world's largest music festival, Summerfest? Easy. How about Harley Davidson's 120th birthday anniversary? Yeah, the whole world is converging. Motorcyclists across the world are converging this weekend here. Just partying up a storm, man. Just party no matter where it's at. Lakefront, block party, Eastside, West. It's just a big party. Party, party, party. Just a big party. And if that type of beer chugging and wild drinking is too much for you, well, tell you what, we got something for your sophisticated guys as well. We also have Bastille Days. So no matter if you're a wine sipper, you know, and that kind of stuff, we got something for you here too, real close to the lake. Just the party capital of the world, Party USNA. All right, Rick, that's all we got for you, man. No Kenwood. You know, I'm looking at Kenwood right now. It's right below this station right here. And I'm going to hook it up. So next week, if I don't have my Kenwood station running next week back in line, my name is not Gino. N9, really kooky, and the Bennett single side band nuts. We'll catch you guys next week from Milwaukee. Whoopsie 9, Charlie Bravo, no good.
Well, thank you for reminding me that it was Chuck, WG2A, who was selling, or who had originally sold you the NCX5 over, and then now that has moved on to K9TNN. Thank you, Steve-O, and thank you for the invader. So, W9RAN, the man behind the curtain, the wizard of Northwest Illinois. What sort of marvels has he approached us with now? Come now, the wizard, N9RK.
Yeah, okay, Rick, N9RK, and the vintage sideband, W9RAN, Bob's report, and, well, I'm going to hold off on that for a minute. First, let's say howdy to everyone who did see last weekend. I think I saw most of you, but it's possible to walk around that place, four or five rows, and not run into a problem for, a couple hours. But we did make contact, and the most vintage, almost all, site they had great made back with me, so I think that's a good thing. The only thing we'll be on the air here, right? I think we still let's go look for that. So, nice to have the plane, even though we're not having it during the afternoon.
Pretty good, and my tongue is really burning from saying that. But you will get a bell, and you will get a boo.
I expected
so
much.
No other boo.
Moo. That's the wizard.
start with you.
You're right. I took over the booing, so thank you, Bob, and nice to... You know, I ran around those aisles for about 2 hours and left notes and left Steve-O my phone number. If you see Bob number one, please give me a call. Well, we did find each other eventually, and a radio did transpire between the two of us. So, yeah, I want to hear it whenever it's ready. Here's someone I've not heard for a while, W9GL. W9GL, good morning, Jim. Where you been, Buster Brown? This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net. Come now.
Oh, okay. Hi, Jim, W9GL. Let me see here. How am I picking up? Whoa, I'm not getting much of a holler. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you sound great, Jimmy.
Okay, the watt meter decided not to peak up like it should. I probably should tune this radio up every year or two. But anyway, yeah, Jeff, W9GL, near Oregon, Wisconsin, running the Drake line. That's all I have left anymore. T4XBR4B and the microphone and the Electro Voice 950, the Kardex model. Nice Elvis type of microphone, one of the few I have left. Well, I've been around, usually my tail end gets sore before this time of day, so I'm up and out of here. Will I take care of it? K9RK, W9GL.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm glad to hear you back, and you've got to make a promise to come back with your drakes and say hello. What did you do with all your other gear?
All the Kenwoods went to, I guess I can't remember his name or call sign. Someone over by Milwaukee. To Collins. Some of it went to a friend of mine in Arizona. Lost it in Skokie. It was the F-line. We set up, went to some guy down in Texas. He had a friend combined and pick it up. I have a bunch of them. We got, you know, the T4 and a few other things.
Well, I still remember you and I kind of bidding against each other on a 75A4.
That's the one.
Well, what comes around goes around. Thank you, Jim. WB9AZA, Jim number two. I believe Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. Please come now. Tell us, well, we know your name is Jim and you know you're in Cottage Grove. Just tell us what you're on. This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net.
Okay, N9RK and the group. WB9AZA. Gate 2 equipment, the FT-101EE, with the ASU YO-101 monitor scope and the matching speaker, and the FL-2100 Baker amplifier, and looks like we're running, what are we running here? It looks like about 500 watts or so. So that's about it. You know, the antenna is a quarter wave sloper, E104 amplified microphone. Other than that, nothing much new here. A lot of rain, which we badly needed. And today's a big day at the WB9A today. We're going to finally fire up that Porsche project I've been working on. This will be the fourth year. So KC9PFH from Blacker is going to be here to assist me, especially with his CO2 fire extinguisher to fire up the engine for the first time in 4 years. You know how hard it is, by the way, to get a CO2 fire extinguisher, you know, it's a 25 pound or more for a day or two. Nearly impossible. Anyhow, everything's working good here. And Jim, also good to hear from you again. Back to you, Hey there, Rick and 9RK. This is WB9A today in Cottage Grove, and my name is Jim.
Hey, Jim. Jim. May I help with more?
Sure, and that control says yay.
Okay, Jim, WB9GL. I'm getting stuff ready to take over to the disposal place. One of the items is the CO2 extinguisher. Should I keep it around?
Is it filled?
No, I guess.
Keep it around, and maybe we'll get together here shortly, and within the next month or two, and I'll pick it up from you. I'd much rather have one of those, you know, get that powder mess that you can use it over.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Rick.
Well, we cover all gamuts of ham radio and safety here on the Vintage Sideband Net, so thank you to Jimmy's. KB9ASU, KB9ASU, tell us where you're at, what your name is, and what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Come now, this is N9RK.
N9RK, KB9ASU here. Good morning, fellas, on the Vintage Sideband Net. Good morning, Rick. Well, I got to tell you, I'm running an old Swan 260 here, the old Drifty, but I do have the I-tube, the horizontal I-tube, so that should count for something anyways, I would think. So, and, you know, Ed Fed's up 135 feet long, and I'm in Lake Mills, 30 miles east of Madison there, Rick, so I've checked in a couple times already, and I got to tell you, we're running solar power here this morning. We're running 100% renewable energy, solar power, powering the Swan with a sine wave inverter, so that's got to be worth something, I would imagine. So that's pretty cool, huh? All solar power, not costing me a dime to run this old vintage junk. How about that? And another Bob here. How about that? So, you know, I often forget how to spell my name, Rick, so I got to look in the mirror. I had to get a couple tattoos. I got a B and a B tattooed on each side of my butt cheek so I know how to spell my name. And you know what's interesting about that, Rick? I can do a handstand and still spell my name. N9RK, KB9SU, being a smart butt.
Way too much information. Hello, Bob. You're quadraphonic Bob today. Quad Bob 4. All right. Whiskey 1, Quebec, Charlie. W1QC. It's your nickel on the Vintage Sideband. Then make sure to tell us who you are, where you are, and wonder what kind of old sideband junk you're running. Come now.
N9RK in the group, W1QC. This is Wayne in Oshkosh, running a Kenwood TF830S. In great shape. The previous owner took wonderful care of this radio. And I'm running with a truck stop CB microphone. And 75 degrees here on Oshkosh on the western shore of Lake Winnebago. And I'm going to be going to Plum Island tomorrow to activate POTA, Parks on the Air, K0600. So that should be quite the journey. If the weather's not permissive enough, I will have to delay it a day and do it on Monday. So it's going to be either tomorrow or Monday. I will be activating K0600. So that's all I have here, and thank you very much for running the net, W1QC.
Well, let's remind everybody that W1QC Wayne from Oshkosh also does recording of the net for us on occasion. So the bell goes to him for his 8:30. Thank you, Wayne. And Wayne was the last on my list right now, on my early list from the no free list, free list.
Are there any other lurkers out there who would like to be part of the Vintage Sidemen? If so, please use phonetics and take your time. This is N9RK.
Kilo Charlie 9, Papa Foxtrot Hotel.
We had two of you talking exactly at the same time with got WB9. What's the WB9?
Victor Golf Oscar.
I know that, miscreant. And somebody ending in hotel?
Kilo Charlie 9, Papa Foxtrot Hotel.
Are you an official violator?
I believe I have been given official status. I'm definitely a violator, though. Over.
Let's go to WP9VGO and see what kind of old sideman junk he's running before we get to the violator. Come now. Jokes, and the record is 5 bobs, and so we have tied a record today. Today is quintuple bob, so thank you, Bob. KC9PFH, from an official violator and the most modern of radio, a more than modern, because it's essentially a computer pretending to be a radio. So KC9PFH, come now. And I hear you're going to help tomorrow. I hope not hinder. Come now.
Oh, yeah, Rick. Thank you. This is KC9PFH in Black Earth, Wisconsin, on the FPDS 101 Delta. And I was thinking maybe next Saturday I'll get the old FD990 hooked up. It's still a violator on that rate, but maybe a little bit less of a violator, but I do enjoy the net very much. And yeah, you and I are going to get that portion fired up today, and I've got a CO2 fire extinguisher from work that I borrowed it from work, and we're going to get that done. We're running the 101 Delta, like I said. Amplifier is an AL80B. We're putting out about 600 watts right now. That is feeding a whole brew dipole or tri-band dipole at about 50 feet. So anyway, I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. I'm glad it's the weekend. It's going to be a good weekend. Anyway, 7-3, this is KC9PFH in Black Earth.
Well, you realize that you are an official violator, but it doesn't stop you from getting any booze. What do we think of his modern radio?
Hooray. Hooray, hooray.
Well, what is this hooray All right, you are the last one on the list there, KC9TFA. Any other miscreants or lurkers out there, please come now. This is N9RK and the Vintage Sideband Net.
Alpha Foxtrot, Niner Lima, November 9, Delta Golf.
Well, we got AFTL, my Uncle Carl, a known violator, but an official violator. And we have N9DG, Mr. Solid State himself. So let's go to AF9L and see what kind of dreaded black aluminum box he's running today. Come now.
Good morning, all, and you too, N9RK. It's a pleasure to hear your golden tones once again this morning. This morning we're running the famous Zaidu G90, a mighty 20 watts output into my 80 meter doublet, which is up at 35 feet or so. And that's what we're pushing today. No amplifiers, none of that, but a good, solid, state modern radio. How you been doing, Rich?
A Zaidu? I mean, it's like a slap in the face.
Well, you keep buying them boat anchors. I just got back with the dog, so I didn't hear what you're running today. Could you give me a quick rundown?
Well, today I'm on the Kenwood Twins, the T599 pair. So in transceive, I'll have you know.
Very good. Well, that's a good pair of radios to have. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind having a pair of those myself. I would rather have those than a Drake C-Line twin. But, you know, maybe one of these days, who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, it's a pleasure to be with you today, as always, and we hope you have a nice, cool day over there in Delavan Lake. Take care. We'll let you go. And 7-3 for now, Rick. N9RK, AF9L, TTFN.
Well, I'll tell you what, Carl is an official violator, kind of like KC9TFH, but it doesn't stop from getting food. What do we think of Uncle Carl on his Zygu?
Boo!
Boo!
Should I boo?
Yeah, do it.
If you got to ask, then you're, you're beyond help. Thank you, Carl, and thank you all the booers and the booing group. N9DG, part of the board of directors of the Vintage Sideband Net. And I know for most cases, he's either going to be on an Atlas or a 10 Tech. So what's it going to be, Dwayne? Tell us where you're at and what you're running. Thank you, Dwayne, up there in North Freedom at the High Bluffs near Baraboo. So, and a very solid state to you, too. So, Dwayne was the last on my list. Anybody else? Come now.
Beautiful Alpha 8 uniform, Golf Bravo.
The Alpha, I'm just about lost my voice. The 8 call, please give me your call again slowly.
Kilo Alpha 8. Uniform Golf Bravo.
Kilo Alpha 8 Uniform Golf Bravo, is that a roger?
That is a roger. My name's Tony and I'm in New Buffalo, Michigan. Good morning.
Well, Tony, you're last on the list. Are you vintage this morning? Remember now, you're on the vintage sideband net, are you?
I would say it's vintage classic. Yaesu Fox Tango 901 Delta Mike.
A 901 Delta Mike. Does it have a rotary band switch?
Yes, it does.
So you're legal. You're net legal solid state. tell us, you know, besides that, Tony, and what you're running, tell us, and what were you, what was your QTH?
I'm in New Buffalo, Michigan. Yeah, we've got a rotary band switch, and we've got three tubes in the output stage.
Wow, I'm impressed. So what else you got to say here? And thank you for checking in from the 8-land this late in the day.
Well, I'm just glad to have a moment to be on here. I try to get in as often as I can, which is not as often as I like to. But anyway, sounds like the band's in good shape, so I'm taking advantage. The rain has stopped in New Buffalo for the moment, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. So anyway, thanks for hanging in there and lingering long enough for me to check in.
Well, that's what we do best, Tony, is we linger. Thank you for checking in. And anyone else for the Vintage Sideband, that last call? Any relays, please? All right, 73 to all, and to all a good day. Thank you, guys. See you next week on Kenwood Month. Top loader or front loader?